on June 10, 2009, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel was on Bulldog Live on the Pulse with Brian Tilton on 107.7 FM WTPL.
On 107.7 The Pulse.
Marriage issue, alive and well here in New Hampshire. And boy, did I tangle with a few people over the last couple of months over this issue.
Well, I believe any two people who want to get married should.
Yeah, why limit it to two? Why not three or four? I mean, if Adam and Steve can get married, why can't they marry Bill? Or if Adam and Eve want to get married, they should also be able to marry Bill, right? See where it goes? Because, look, the proponents of gay marriage said, well, this is a civil rights movement, and we need to have equal rights for all. We need to have marriage equality. But as I pointed out, reading directly from the pieces of legislation that the governor signed into law last week, as I told you in the run-up through this debate, I told you all the exemptions in that law as to who you could not marry. So we really still don't have marriage equality in New Hampshire. Oh, some of you might think we do. But I beg to differ. Because if you're going to talk about equal rights, and if we're going to make marriage a right, well, then everybody should share in those rights, shouldn't they? Now, you might think I'm being facetious here. You might think I'm being insane. As I've been told I was ridiculous when I said, well, why only limit it to two people? No. I'm actually dead serious on this. I really am. I can say it with a smile because it's... I really don't know why. I just do, because, honest to goodness, there is hypocrisy here. And that's one thing I can't stand is hypocrisy in any debate. So, therefore, I brought on a guy who can't stand hypocrisy himself. And his name is Mark Henkel. He is a national polygamy advocate and founder of the TruthBearer.org organization. And he's joining us here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. Well, I saw a story in WorldNet Daily over the weekend that was talking about how, you know, now that gay marriage has been signed into law, now the pro-polygamy movement wants to be able to get their marriage rights as well. You know, really, I mean, this could, if it should go anywhere, and maybe it should go somewhere, I don't know. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's not that same-sex marriage is the slippery slope to polygamy, but rather it was big government anti-polygamy that was the slippery slope that led to again redefining marriage for same-sex marriage. That when one man, one woman advocates demanded special rights for those who choose one man, one woman and used big government, they were the first to redefine marriage, and now homosexuals have simply copied them, demanding their special rights.
So one time there was polygamous marriage.
Well, there always has been polygamous marriage. It's just a matter of using liberal big government, big socialist government, to control doctrine.
Okay. Now, when a lot of people think of polygamists, they think of the Mormons. But, you know, and they've had their own battles. Oh, well, we don't do it. Oh, yes, you do. That kind of stuff. But this isn't really specific to one religion or even any religion at all, is it?
Well, absolutely not. In fact, interestingly, those who advocate one man, one woman will often cite Adam and Eve as their basis for one man, one woman, but Moses, who wrote that story, was married to two wives.
Interesting.
So polygamy has no basis of any requirement to be any specific religion. You have different adjectives, such as Mormon polygamy, Christian polygamy, secular polygamy, and every four is unique to itself.
All right, I follow you now. So what is the prospect here as we... more states adopt gay marriage, and again, it's being billed as a civil rights issue. You know, couldn't the same be said about a polygamous marriage?
Well, if the argument is that marriage is a civil rights issue, then using the same arguments that homosexuals have used to promote their so-called equality marriage, they are in absolute hypocrisy to deny the original form of marriage, which was whether it's one man, one woman, no man, no woman, no marriage, no, you know, celibacy, or it's more than one woman. The bottom line is that polygamy has always been part of the historic and biblical definition of marriage. So if homosexuals get to redefine marriage with one man, one woman, we should actually get back to not having government define it for anybody.
And that's interesting, because every time I bring this topic up, I do get one or two calls that say, hell, why is government even involved in marriage in the first place?
Well, that's the real foundation of true conservatism. And it's ironic, because that people will be claiming to be conservative, but they're not conservative. They're marriage controllers. Everybody is liberal as gun controllers, saying let the people decide, as in some majoritarian collective. You cannot call yourself a limited government conservative and ask for government to define, license, control the doctrine of marriage. And it doesn't mean marriage will then become meaningless. Does government define the gospel? Does government define and control baptism? Of course not. Marriage should be absolutely what the contractual arrangements of consenting adults make, and government has no business involved other than being a repository of those contractual arrangements.
You know, it's very interesting, because I think back now when I got married almost 10 years ago, and I had to get a license from the state. And the church would not marry me unless I had that license in my hand, and of course me, having my instinctive feelings about government being involved in my private life, I was like, why do I need permission from the state in order to do this? And in the state I got married in, at the time, they even required the blood test as well.
Right. Exactly. You know, ironically, not one person in the Bible was ever married by government. Not one. So it's ironic that all these people try to cite the Bible to define and control the doctrine of marriage, when if that's really what they believe, they would get government out of it altogether.
Now, with government being involved in marriage, though, I think one can make the point that by having the civil marriage, you know, justice of the peace and the like, there you are, you're taking the, because I believe at one time all marriage was done by the church, but now people who don't, you know, go to church, they're secularists, whatever, atheists and the like, that they can get a marriage, but, you know, through the government. So, does that bring up an interesting equation, or am I misunderstanding something?
Well, it doesn't have to be complicated. It's called contract law. The contractual arrangements that consenting adults make. We have partnership law, we have corporate law. You know, we are capable as adults to choose our own consenting adult contractual arrangements. Simple, period.
All right. Now, Mark Henkel, who is the National Polygamy Advocate, and again, founder of the TruthBearer.org organization, how long is it that you've been involved with this movement, and what got you involved in it?
Well, actually, since 1994, I started a conservative constitutionalist Christian newspaper in Maine, and basically addressing limited government values and family values, and the fact that the Bible never forbid polygamy. And basically from there, laid down the argumentation of what's now called Christian polygamy, which has nothing to do with Mormonism, but just purely the emperor has no clothes, the Bible does not ban polygamy, and therefore a movement that ultimately grew as the internet became available in the 90s. And from there, just because we are able to answer the evangelical conservative Christian arguments, where Mormons couldn't answer those arguments, liberals couldn't answer those arguments, all the other forms that are normally dismissed, I can't be dismissed because I come from the same paradigm. And therefore, that's how our movement was able to grow, and then eventually the overall national polygamy rights movement for consenting adults, and here we are today.
Well, your organization is a non-Mormon, cross-denominational, evangelical Christian polygamy organization.
Correct, TruthBearer.org.
Okay, gotcha. 1-866-823-1077 if anybody wishes to join the program here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. So, you know, again, as I like to point out hypocrisy, again, the New Hampshire gay marriage law, and I think you're a bit familiar with it since you are located in Maine.
Yes.
You just actually went through this same thing just a few weeks before we did.
Correct.
The New Hampshire gay marriage law is very specific about who can't get married.
Yes.
More than two people. You have to be 18 or over, and you can't marry your mother's father,
well,
your father's daughter, and the like.
But actually, there's one thing in there. Monogamous heterosexuals, pedophiles can marry. Because apparently heterosexuals under the age 18 are allowed to marry, but not homosexuals. So apparently the one man, one woman only are pedophiles, apparently, because they allow for underage marriage. Hey.
Oh,
I'm being sarcastic, but that's what the law is written. Any female under the age of 13 cannot get married, and any male under the age of 14 cannot get married in the state of New Hampshire for heterosexual marriages, and they have to be over 18 for homosexual marriages. That's your New Hampshire law.
Actually, and you know what? It was in the original gay marriage bill that there was no age restriction, and it wasn't until it was a last-minute amendment to the law. Well, the whole thing was pushed through at the last minute, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much time it took up in the legislature when we do have other issues. But, you know, they realized, oh, there is no age limit on this thing, so we got to make it a minimum age of 18.
Well, only for homosexuals. Heterosexuals can marry under 18.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
1-866-823-1077. We're going to continue the conversation here with Mark Henkel on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. Truthbearer.org is the organization, National Polygamy Advocate. I want to get your thoughts on this. And, Mark, when we come back, I do want to talk about that slippery slope that many people are afraid of. Now that the Christians have been afraid of that proverbial slippery slope with gay marriage, I wonder if the homosexual gay marriage advocates are going to be worried about this as well. We'll continue the conversation here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages. WTPLFM.com.
Bulldog Live continues here on the Pulse. I am Bulldog Brian Tilton chatting with Mark Henkel. He is the National Polygamy Advocate and founder of the TruthBearer.org organization. Maybe you've seen him on 2020, the Today Show. In Newsweek, 700 Club even. Yeah. Well, talking about marriage equality and getting government out of marriage. But, Mark, as I was going into the break, I brought up the slippery slope equation here that a lot of the traditional marriage supporters are worried about, and I'm wondering if the gay marriage supporters are going to worry about or going to be worried about a slippery slope in having more than two people get married. What's your response to that?
I believe that those supporting same-sex marriage are simply afraid of losing their momentum because of us, and so therefore will try to stand in the way. But once it's there, at the end of the day, it's not a slippery slope to animals and burying desks and inanimate objects. But at the end of the day, even those who don't really care about same-sex marriage but have no political care about it, it's about consenting adults and not caring what consenting adults choose to do. And for that basis, we'll find little resistance for what consenting adults choose to do, even in polygamous arrangements.
All right. So, yeah, exactly. Now, when you talked about liberals and conservatives, and we started the conversation early about that, and government involvement in marriage, you know, it looks like from the writings that I have read of yours, talks about a solution that, well, actually, if there is a solution to the marriage debate, it could please both sides of the debate.
Yes, the polygamy rights win-win solution, and that is limited government. Conservatives get back to their values of being limited government, and liberals get their equality for all. The true basis of true equality and true liberty is limited government. Government has no basis or authority to be defining, controlling, or licensing marriage or what consenting adults contract with each other. And so you get that. Here's what's going to happen. Conservatives are going to continue to lose the same-sex marriage debate, and then finally they're going to come home to true conservative limited government values and realize the only way to win is limited government. Come out with this solution and say, you know what, let's not, because the Tenth Amendment doesn't allow government to define, control, or license marriage anyway, because it's nowhere in the Constitution. Let's get back to true conservatism, limited government, and that everybody's free, and it doesn't matter if I agree or don't agree with same-sex marriage, and if homosexuals don't like one man, one woman, that's okay, and if people don't like polygamy, that's okay. It doesn't matter because everybody is free. Both sides win. Liberals get their equality for all, conservatives get limited government, and finally, once and for all, polygamists will have provided the answer that America will be thanking. That's right, America thanking polygamists for ending the marriage debate once and for all.
And, you know, as we look forward to that end, what about, and this has happened in states where the gay marriage has been legalized, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, I mean, all New England states now except for Rhode Island and then Iowa. You know, because when the gay marriage supporters, once they get that, they also go for the speech codes. You know, it becomes a crime to criticize gay marriage and the, quote, alternative lifestyles are being taught in schools now. And, you know, would that, would this solution also put to rest those fears as well?
Well, absolutely it should, because limited government, there's no basis for creating hate speech laws and all that. I mean, you don't have a right to not be offended by the speech of somebody else.
Okay, yeah, I can agree to that. As a talk show host, certainly.
Absolutely.
866-823-1077. Let's talk about truthbearer.org and what people can find on that website.
Well, at truthbearer.org, we did, that is an organization, again, for as a support for both Christians and pastors that from various denominations that recognize that the emperor is wearing no clothes. That is, the Bible never forbid polygamy. And in fact, we're talking about true, real studiers of the Bible, because when you really study it, it absolutely, you cannot come to that conclusion. One Flesh was written by a polygamous Moses, Adam and Eve by polygamous Moses, throughout the Bible. The New Covenant of Christianity does not make the law more restrictive to ban to one man, one woman only, making it more legalistically restrictive in Christianity than it was in the law. So the bottom line is it provides a support and an organizational support for all Christians in various churches and denominations to support each other in realizing that the real truth of Christianity does not ban polygamy.
Now, what about some of the cases, before we run out of time here, what about some of the cases that have drawn attention from people who got arrested for polygamy? Maybe you can bring some examples forward as to what they were actually doing.
Right. Well, no person in the modern era has ever been convicted of bigamy or polygamy without associated crimes that they should have been charged with, such as the criminality of welfare fraud or underage crimes and things of that nature. So at the end of the day, just because a consenting adult married man has a live-in girlfriend and the wife agrees, then usually the government doesn't usually care. However, in some states, such as the state of Maine, for example, that it's actually against the law, free speech-wise, for a married man to call a girlfriend a wife. The very Free Speech Act itself of purporting to be polygamous is a crime in and of itself. But outside of that, as long as one's not doing that, nobody has ever been convicted in the modern era for just polygamy by itself.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Mark Henkel, National Polygamy Advocate, founder of the TruthBearer.org organization. It's been a great conversation with you, and we'll continue to follow this here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure we'll chat again.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been enjoyable.
You're welcome. Take it easy.
Thanks. Now you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1-866-823-1077. Want to get your thoughts. You know, one of the things that Mark did, too, he made some appearances. You know, Newsweek quoted him as saying, if Heather can have two mommies, why can't she have two mommies and a daddy? Yeah, exactly.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presented polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.